Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back. This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joining us once again. Lindsay, a couple of people struggling with hamstring strains at the moment. Dumasani was saying he's battling with a stubborn one. Since November the 6th, he's been to three different physios. He thinks the current one's doing something right. He had one session with her and he's feeling better, but nowhere near to where he wants to be. Please don't tell him that rest and stretching is the way to go. He says he's done all that. He's done massaging with a tennis ball for a week. That seems to be working. He wants to know a runner's trick if one exists. Is there such a thing as a trick to sort out a hamstring, or is he on the right track and seeking medical attention is the way to go?
No, look, he's already pawned it, I'm afraid. I mean, hamstrings and any injury, in fact, if it's treated correctly right at the beginning and sorted out quickly, then it's sorted out. But if you let it turn into a chronic injury, it always takes longer. So look, I find with a lot of muscle injuries, for example, purely resting very seldom sorts out the problem. And, you know, massaging with a tennis ball, it's going to release give you a bit of a myofascial release and loosen up the hamstring a little bit, but it's not going to get in that deep tissue massaging or needles that are probably required. So, again, depending on what the physio is seeing there, the physio should be able to guide how much, if any, running can be undertaken while the treatment is taking place. But for a niggling chronic hamstring injury, there's no way that one physio session is going to sort it out. It's probably going to need 3 to 5 physio sessions. In between that, you'd probably be allowed to do some cycling, maybe aqua jogging and those sort of things. But you know, I would venture to say that some sort of backing off of the running, or at least running limited range of motion, limiting the speed, will need to be done. Otherwise, it's just going to keep recurring, and then definitely need some form of strengthening to be done. Because if he doesn't do strengthening, as soon as that hamstring gets put under major pressure, it's going to be a problem. So he needs to work out, and the physio will help him with this. He needs to work out where the imbalance is, how to deal with the imbalance. Is it a strengthening imbalance? Is it a flexibility imbalance? And those imbalances are not just between the left and right hamstring, but also between the quads and the hamstrings. And so those are the things that he's going to have to do, and he's going to have to tackle it on a multi-level. You know, just one physio session, that's not going to fix the problem.
There we go. Thank you very much, Dumasani. Much appreciated. Thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, if you'd like to be part of the Coach Perry online community, just get to coachperry.com/join. Get access to Lindsay within the Coach Perry VIP online community, that Facebook, private Facebook group, and a whole lot more as well. So go check it out. coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.